conditioning.
I have never. It's not that you look bad. I just feel like you got that hat from like.
I got like it.
Your closet.
I got
in
it.
4 seconds.
I got it from Lexi, my sister-in-law, when she went to Second City in Canada.
She got it as
she
a
got it for me
shop.
And gave it to me for my birthday. I also have to shout out Addison, my brother-in-law, who fixed my computer.
Yeah, it doesn't have my sound now.
Yeah. He cleaned it out. He took the back of off of it like a genius. Wait, are we podcasting? Oh, Casey said we're podcasting. Okay. Kristen is horrified because I'm wearing a black t-shirt.
I just want to know when your shift at Pizza Mania starts.
I will let you know. when are you giving a book lecture on feminist, your favorite lesbian writers?
Denim is popular right now.
Kristen has so much denim on,
I'm
worried.
I
have to
a
do a
denim
intervention.
If all of my clothes could be denim, I would be happy, says everybody that goes to Lilith Fair.
Well,
including you.
I heard, of course I did. I heard that like it is denim everything is the trend.
It's denim
like
everything.
Denim purses, like denim Birkenstocks.
Blazers. Oh, love a denim blazer. I have a weird thing on top of my head right now?
No.
I just wanted to put my hair back. Do I need to go get a hat and a delivery car?
Look, maybe, hey, Hannibal Lecter, maybe you're looking at yourself in the mirror a little bit here. You wear a lot of
I don't
black
enjoy what's happening right now.
Kristen hates looking at me now. She's. You can watch this on YouTube. You can also.
I don't
like,
hate looking at you. I just don't see you like this very often. I feel like you walked into Dashiell's room and you were like, let me put something on my head.
Yeah. Well, they're both about the size I can wear all their clothes right now. So
my kids, we all have, my son has a bigger foot than me. Eleanor and I wear the same size. Nobody, I never have socks. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
The never,
socks.
Ever have
that's
socks.
That's a real deal. That's a big struggle in our house. And all these moms messaged us when I talked about how much I hate the sock struggle. And they're like, this one gets this color and this one gets this color.
Smart.
My son go, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, then
well,
walk through my living room. There is a whole laundry basket full of socks.
Yeah, that's what I did yesterday.
Because I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah. Sometimes my husband will do a load of laundry and he'll accidentally pack Eleanor's underpants in my drawer and I'll put those suckers on and immediately I think I've gained 30 pounds overnight. I'm like, here it is. And then the cut alone does a little damage. I'm like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That is a smaller butt than mine.
I need a wide load kind of in the crotch area, not...
Jen's working behind the counter at the cheese store. Like, I just need number 7124. Order up.
I do. I do look like I work in a deli or something.
Yeah.
Look, it is what it is. Hey, follow
us. You want
us
the pastrami?
Follow us on all the socials, you guys. Come get tickets to our
live
show. We've got some left this fall. So you can go to imomsandheart.com.
I really had a good time at our show at Flappers. We did a show, tried out some new material, and everything was just... felt like, what are you looking for, boss? You need your clipboard?
I need your readers. Because I just realized what it is that we're talking about, and I have to access my phone.
Okay.
And so I'm going to look like Wayne's World here, so make sure you go to YouTube and check it out.
Yeah, Jen is wearing, for all of you that just listen, is wearing a black hat that says Second City 1973 Toronto. That is a Kristen hat at best.
And
then she's got a black
t-shirt
that... isn't black anymore. It's slate.
I paid extra for it to be faded.
Also,
I don't
a Kristen special.
Yeah, I don't wear black t-shirts.
And her hair is back as though she was like, I forgot we were going to be on camera today. So basically what's happening is I'm sitting next to myself.
We've reversed roles.
I know, because I still look like me. There's two me's and it's too much.
You're lucky that I didn't wear my full Halloween outfit because it's the season and I dress
I know.
For the kids.
I have ideas. We got to do our
okay.
Halloween video.
Slow down. We do. Okay. All right. We're still early.
I start thinking about Halloween the second Halloween is over. I think about the next year, what I'm going to do.
What we're going to do.
Curves in the road this year, little surprises.
I start out the month with like my orange Chuck Taylors. I got an orange and white checkered shirt I like to wear. Got a fun peanut shirt.
She wears a lot of black.
Oh.
You're in the Halloween space,
here,
Jen.
Here we are. I'm in that
mood. She looks like every teenager that's working third shift at...
But I...
Order up. Ah, I need a... We got a rigatoni special on number three, number two, right. Sideways. Split it up. I'm going to run this to the Johnson house real quick.
All you podcast listeners, you remember she's doing this. So when I do it to her, you're not like, oh, Jen's an asshole. You can go,
no one
ever- Kristen was an asshole last week. Now I remember they're keeping it even, Stevens. You look like you're about to go shoot an elk.
Hey, don't try to come on to me dressed like... Sorry, it's confusing enough.
It's not just a denim jacket. It's
you
like
are having the hardest time
shirt.
Right now because I'm flipping you shit and you're like, I'm going to make fun of her back. It is that is shooting fish in a barrel, Jen. This does not happen very often.
She's wearing a Canadian tuxedo.
Of course, as I do, as I will, because denim is always in. And it's oversized. Moving on.
I just wasn't going to say anything about it. Extra cheese. You want that toasted?
Yeah. Stanley, I need the grandmother, number one and number two. Bake it, slap it, send it to the front.
I thought because you got a little bit of time. Now, your kid is going to tell you what they want to be for Halloween.
40 times.
40 times starting in August, if yeah. not sooner.
And then you get excited. I don't know about you, but I will listen and I'll think, ooh, that's a fun one. And then I'll go back to them. I'll be like, hey, how about this for your idea? And they're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
I'm like, you tell me 2 weeks before and you're pot committed as soon as you tell me. Because a lot of times there's been a monetary investment, not just time. There might be a time investment, so you can't switch.
Yeah.
So that's, but I came across this list and I had to bring it up. So this is more adult costumes.
Oh.
Not adult. Be a sexy construction worker, whatever it is.
Be a sexy pizza delivery guy.
Some of these, I am. I can't not be sexy delivery. Kristen's being sexy college women's studies professor guy right now. Okay. So these are very like hot this year. You ready for these
yes.
Halloween costumes? If you and your husband are looking, because I've got group
my husband
ones
already
I
chose
talk
to do
about.
A Halloween costume with my daughter, and I've been aced out.
What
Finn
is it?
Finn is doing a costume. I don't know if I should tell you yet. Should I tell you?
Well, yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you. I think it's a giant mistake.
Okay.
I think it's a giant mistake.
Okay.
They're going as Dr. Evil and Mini-Me. And my husband's going to shave his head. I think that's a giant mistake. And Eleanor wants to wear a wig cap. And I love my daughter so much, but she complains about having a round face all the time. And now she wants to go full bald and then put white on it. And
I don't.
She thinks she's going to get a cat out of the deal. She's not.
I don't want Colin to shave his head at all.
I don't either because he doesn't have like a round head. He has a weird like flat back head. And then it goes into his neck.
I have a really good idea.
I'm telling
idea
you, I think this is a bad idea.
I have a really good idea that you could do as a family that I think your family would love.
Finn's already pot committed to a group and it's cute.
What is it?
They're going as... the seasons, and he's St. Patrick's Day. Do you know what I mean? Like different
cute.
Holidays.
Yeah.
It's the cutest thing I've ever heard, which
That's
is
adorable.
The first year that he hasn't wanted to have, like, actually last year he had a really good one too. He was the guy that stole the Mona Lisa. And And he like ran around the neighborhood holding a Mona Lisa.
That's
it was
so
very
great.
Cool. Eleanor, I don't know if, as long as it can be bloody, she's fine. But now she's going to go, she's going to regret this.
I think so. I think Colin's going to regret it too.
He's not going to get any ass.
Has he shaved his head before?
Yes,
it
for
is.
The same costume. He's reliving his college days.
No.
Colin spent all of his time and all of his money on being Dr. Evil in college when he should have been trying to pass his class.
I appreciate that commitment. I'm not going to lie. It does feel
I
important.
Think it's a mistake.
Well, I was going to say a good family costume is Inside Out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's
We're
a lot
see
of that
a lot
this
of those.
Year. Yeah.
Oh,
my
that's
son,
a good one.
Who's a middle schooler this year, this is what he wants to be, existential dread. And I'm like, okay, then you figure it out. You can borrow this black
borrow
t-shirt.
Borrow that outfit. Order but up.
I'm like, just don't be upset when you have to explain to everybody what you are.
Just be that. And you can be like, the existential dread is knowing that you are a pizza delivery guy. You've got your philosophy degree and it's not working out.
Okay, I'm going to... So here's some other ones that just delighted me.
Yeah, we should talk about. I love this
Beetlejuice.
Stuff. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to... But I like that one because we're going to see people get really creative with it. Like, yes. Full makeup, like full like face with all the goo. And I yeah. love watching those TikToks with these like makeup creators that like, oh my, God, like, oh my God, it's so cool.
And also the ones that they're saying are going to be popular are like, remember when they go into like the customer service part of
yes.
the afterlife?
Yes.
And they have all these weird like, I liked ways
the
they
original.
Died.
I really did not like the new Beetlejuice, but it is eye candy. The entire cast was fantastic, but there were five stories going. Finn finally was like, I don't know what's happening. And I was like, know. I don't know what's happening. They could have taken away three of these storylines and we would have had a better movie.
It was a lot. I mean, it's hard to, you know.
Also, some of it, like, I love a good horror movie. Evidently the new movie with Notting Hill, Hugh Grant. Oh. There's a new movie called Heretic that's supposed to be the scariest movie ever made. I can't wait.
Ooh, there already was a movie called that. So is it a remake or?
Maybe. It's definitely in that space. I won't watch a trailer. I won't read a review. I just saw like a little tidbit and I was like, ooh, that's on my list because I love it. But
I don't watch horror because I don't love gore, but I'm going to watch gore. What is it, Long Legs?
Oh, Longfellow. Or no, Long Legs. You're right.
Did you watch it?
No, I'm going to watch
it. I read about it and now, because I was like, is it gory? Is it like, I don't want to watch Saw or something, but it's got a cool, crazy
gore
story.
Has a place in my heart, but really? It can't be too much because I can get, like, I'll be watching it and I'll be like,
yeah.
Like, I get, and I did get a little sicky at Beetlejuice. I was like,
there were some gross
things. I didn't like the guy cut in half with the. Bleh, bleh, bleh,
bleh. Oh, the one that got killed by the shark?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
evidently
gross.
He couldn't be in the movie because he's got a real bad track record of
yeah. No,
being
did
a
he,
pedo.
I think he died.
No, I don't.
I think both things.
Well. I think there was a record.
Yeah, he
record.
Couldn't be in them. Yeah,
they just made him dead.
Yeah, so, which was smart.
Which is smart. It was a good way, but
I don't
again.
Like, I don't like the gore stuff, and that's always, people are very confused because they're like, Jen, you love Halloween, and I'm like,
you
I like the cute
thrill.
Stuff. I like the magic stuff. I like the ghost part of
you
it.
You like
I
the dark like, stuff. You don't like... The gore is the blood.
I don't like the Freddy Krueger. I don't like the head off the body. I do like, you know, old-timey stuff, like Headless Horseman kind of thing.
I think you're just like... picky about your writers, this tracks that you would be. I'm going to sit on a panel today. I have some thoughts about
after
the different
we finish our
that,
side work. You want to come in the back and have a cigarette with me and talk about film?
I've got this short film that I've written that I really think is going to be something.
Something maybe you know. Yeah. Okay, here's okay.
Do you know anybody that works in a production company? Can we use their office?
Yeah. All right. Here's number two on the list.
Okay.
Swear to God, number two.
Can I guess?
Yep.
Is it Ray Gun?
It's Ray Gun.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Everybody's going to go as her, and they're going to be recognized because of what she wore. But I actually look like her, so now I can't go as her because it's too easy.
Well,
but I know what I'm going to go as. But I'm not sure that I want to tell you
don't
yet.
Don't tell me.
I won't tell you yet.
I want it to be a surprise. Let me tell you a really – I went on Reddit to look at these. And so this guy – this lady, patroness of cats – my partner is planning on going as Ronald Reagan. So Reagan wearing a Reagan mask. That's a clever idea.
That's clever.
Yeah.
I like those ones where I have to like figure it out. I did go as Mrs. Myers one year and I thought that was really funny. I wore a pink, instead of Michael Myers, I went as Mrs. Myers.
Oh.
And I put a mask on, or I put a wig on the mask and then I put on pearls and then I had
that was great. I
jumpsuit.
Saw that.
Yeah,
that was
awesome. Really fun.
Yeah.
I went up to another kid that was dressed as Michael Myers and I thought for sure I'd get like a high five or something and he just thought I was, didn't have boundaries. I was like, what's up? What's up? And I was like very excited and he could not have went the other direction faster. I was like,
oh man.
Pussy. Just kidding.
These are interesting. Okay, so of course, Deadpool and Wolverine.
There's going to be a million of those. I call it right now. I think it's going to be the most because it's the first time that two dudes can get together and like
and costume
and
together
have, and be they're going to be so dorky about it. It's going to be great.
And I love the idea like a couple of out of shape dudes
my
getting
favorite.
Into ridiculous leotards and like.
I wish my husband unitards. Was not going as.
We got to talk about I. You tell
you
him I really appreciate
Eleanor
his hair.
Really wants to go as mini me to Colin, which I know has a million different reasons because They look alike. It's super cute. They're both super into Austin Powers.
Cap, then.
Well, I'm not. Yeah.
But he could. Colin would be a great Austin Powers.
I tried.
Oh, man. All
They're
right.
really into this. And I'm not going to. I just think that Eleanor's going to put it on and she's going to be like, actually, she'll put it on and she'll be so into it. She went as an Oompa Loompa to her school fundraiser.
I know, it's adorable.
And she did not. She does not give a shit. She loves dressing up.
Me too. Me too. Always.
I always got it like half right.
I don't care if anybody else is dressed up. If you hint at the idea that
there's a costume
it's
element,
Halloween related, I will show up in a costume.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think I'm really good at supporting Eleanor's ideas, and then I don't have anything for myself. But it's fine. I wasn't asked. I'm going to do my own thing. Don't worry about it.
Well, okay. So this is very hot. These two, I'll tell you these two together.
Okay.
They're not going to go together, but these two I'm surprised about, and it's all over Reddit, people planning their costumes. Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan. Yeah, our two,
hey.
She dresses crazy, you know, like.
Do you want to go as Sabrina Carpenter's
roadie?
Mom?
Yeah, that's who she's dressed like right now, you
Every,
guys.
Yeah, Eleanor, I call Jen Eleanor. What is happening?
I know.
Jen constantly gets, you look so much like Sabrina Carpenter. That should
mom.
Be your.
Her
oh, Wad, you look like her. You should go as
I'm
her for Halloween.
I'm trying to do hair like her.
Yeah, it's
not
cute.
Not today, but I think she's freaking
adorable.
I like
mine. Ray gun, man. Put on a hat.
And also, you know, Sabrina Carpenter is very short.
Yeah.
She's like, she
doesn't strike me as somebody clocking in at 6 foot.
No.
She looks like another tiny person
and
like
so
you.
When you are a short person, you can wear ridiculous outfits and it like, you can pull it off kind of. Because I
think Ray gun and I are the same height. I think we might actually share DNA. It depends on the thing. But small people can get away with wearing different
things. Yeah.
It's kind of because you look like kids.
I know. Well, so, okay, another big one this year is Fortnite.
Oh, God.
Every kid's going to.
Every third grader, fourth grader is going to go as Fortnite.
Fortnite.
There's 1,000 characters on there.
We did a Minecraft one.
Yeah, we did Fortnite birthday party, and I was shocked at the number of characters that people came out with and all the dances. It's going to be hilarious.
Yep.
Okay, but more on the nose ones. What else?
Okay. All right. Here's some more. Oh, there's ones that I love. Oh, this is crazy how popular this is. You guys aren't going to believe this. Okay. Mudang. You know who that is?
No.
The only rhinoceros born in captivity ever.
Oh, the one that they did on SNL? He's hilarious.
Everybody,
whoa.
There's Amazon selling costumes. Like, there's tips on how to. I was shocked. It would never cross my mind.
It's the first rhinoceros to be born in
captivity? Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It's a big deal. And it's cute. Like, you can.
Oh, my God.
You can.
Halloween babies. Halloween babies.
You can scream. Oh, God.
My children ruin Halloween for me. And so I have set up. Eleanor's on board with it because the theme for our house this year, and I'm not opposed to it, and I've leaned in because this is not going to shock you. It's going to be true crime. So now I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to make the house look like a forensics lab. So on board.
Ooh,
I'm also going to get, I'm going to create a, the thing you get your picture taken in front of if you're arrested, what do you call it? Lineup.
Oh yeah.
I want to do one of those and that be the photo because we always do a photo booth.
Cute.
And then I'm going to go completely off the grid and I'm going to create a little section of Bluey so the babies can feel comfortable being in our presence because my kids ruin it with their scary ass costumes.
How about you do like out in front of the front gate, just do the little kid
That's what
place.
I meant. Yeah.
And then further back, because it would be really fun to do that like just buy those like clear painting tarps and put like blood splatter.
Well, that's
and
what
stuff
I bought: glow in the dark paint and black light,
nice.
So that it projects. So like the house will look normal, and then there will be like I gotta make sure you can wash it off. Like a hand with like it's gonna be awesome. But I want the babies. I want the babies dressed like a bee.
Oh my God!
I want
pumpkins.
The little Bluey babies, little pumpkins, the little cheerleaders. I mean, but they're scared because my kids ruin it.
You just get an inflatable, plug that in right where you want them to be in there.
Ball pit, done.
Just like a moth to
done.
A flame. Okay.
Done.
All right, there's one, political or not, you guys. This is a really good one. childless cat lady is a huge.
That's a good one.
costume this year. The fun that can the be fun had that can with be had. That.
You could like literally attach so many like fake furry cats people, to your yeah, body. That's actually doing. Really funny.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a couple more that I freaking love. Okay. All so from TV, streaming TV, we watch this.
Oh no.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Of course.
I think every year of course. Anyways, like probably,
this year, of course. Oh my God. Can you imagine you're like 25 and you're like, let me go out and
a sexy layup sexy costume. Fucking yeah.
Dallas Cowboy, just enjoy your night of like endless attention and flirtation and maybe 100%. Bangarang.
I mean, honestly, Casey is from, she's from Thunder. I would bring my own.
Jen's like holding the camera and like running the cord.
Casey, you're from Texas. Little girls are always. Always.
Always the little girls? Oh, I thought you meant adult girls.
No, no, no. I'm talking everybody is. That's why it's different. Like, I think little girls are Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in Texas. But I think all of us can have fun with that.
I have a very, very strong memory of going as a ballerina when I was in, I bet I was in first grade. And we didn't have a ballet school. So my mom got it from a teacher friend of hers that had a daughter who took ballet and it had sequins on it. Ooh. And I remember I went into the bathroom and I put on the tights, did not take off my underpants because I did not know. So I had the underwear.
No, I would wear
it. You know.
I would wear the
And
underwear.
Then we did a parade of costumes and I walked through that classroom and I'm like, the rest of you can't even fucking compare to me right now. I'm fucking dominating this day. Look at me. I'm a fucking ballerina. What are you? You're wearing a plastic bag. You're a fucking grape? No way, man. California grape? No. I'm a ballerina, bitch. And I remember fucking rocking it.
I've never heard you so proud. I honestly haven't. I got goosebumps a little bit.
I've never walked with such confidence. And I had to wear my moon boots.
Your big ass underwear sticking out of the bottom of that.
Big ass underwear sitting out.
And I always wore underwear with my leotard.
I know. You don't know until it's exactly like you said about when you don't know that it's uncool to fart in front of people until it comes too late. That is exactly what happens with underwear underneath stuff. You're like, wait, was I not supposed to be wearing this the whole time? I think that happened to me when I was like 22.
I remember wanting to be a solid gold dancer for Halloween and my mom being like, Absolutely not. No.
Also, we're in Nebraska. You got to go weather friendly. Yeah, like you can't. You're not gonna wear a spaghetti strap when sub zero. No.
Or you did. You would wear that with moon boots, and you would cry, and
you'd
fucking
wear your puffer and ruin everything. You're like, you can't tell I'm a ballerina underneath this shit.
So a lot. Okay, here's some more that are from TV shows. Okay. Which you didn't see this, but I did, and it might be what I do is chimp crazy.
I knew that was going to come up. I can't. Did you watch it? I can't do it. I can't.
Yes.
It's because they think the chimp is their baby, right? I can't do it. I can't. You want to talk about, literally, I have a physical reaction to it. I have no curiosity towards it. I find it disgusting and weird.
Yeah, she's batshit crazy. That's why it's so fun.
I can't. If people like that exist in the world, I'm like, we're all screwed.
Oh my God, they do. And at least she's taking care of chimps, but it was so sad. She was like, I care more about these than about my children. Literally straight up.
See, that's not right. That's not right in the head.
She's Wonka Doodles, you know? Can't we make fun of her a little bit for making the wrong choices?
Makes great for a Halloween costume.
And also, she got her lips filled at a nail salon on camera. Like, she's not making great choices. You got to watch the show.
I'm not watching it. I already feel filthy with you just telling me about it. And I want to know a little bit more, but I can't. I can't deal with you dressed like that and telling me about chimp. It's just too much.
I love it. Okay, well, what about one of these?
Okay.
The TikTok Mormon moms. The secret.
What do they do? Just make out with all the dads in the neighborhood?
Well, you get a real deep center part.
There's no way that I could pull that off. No one would know what I am.
You bring like a coffee sort of drink in a clear container or something.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They can't have coffee. They're more. They're not supposed to have each other's wieners either, but they do that.
Yeah. So what is it? Soda with coffee creamer in it. So they look like they have the. Like iced lattes and stuff like that.
Wait.
Yep.
They do that in this show?
Yes.
They have pretend coffee?
Yes.
And so they put pop with cream.
Yes.
And then walk around.
They show you.
They fake coffee, but yes, they bang each other's husbands and they do that for
they
real.
They won't do caffeine, but they will do a train at a party.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God.
Which, so for a lot of people, they're like, this is the segue I've needed is Halloween into swinging. And I think,
I mean, that's 100
people,
if
right?
You go as a Mormon wife from that show, where, what is it called?
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. There is.
You're trying to swing.
Listen, on Shein, you can buy the Mormon wife hair.
What?
You can buy the wig.
What is it? It's just like really long and like
well
capped. It's
the super long, parted down the middle with like the big loopy waves.
I think everybody would be like, you're better now. Like, oh, I would. Yeah. They would be like, there's no way that I put that on.
I'm going to buy one of those because that's what I would like to do, have my hair look like, because they're absolutely beautiful, but weird. It's a super weird thing.
I didn't know they did the, I haven't watched the show. I watched it for 4 seconds and I was so annoyed by the twit that's the main person.
The main one is
that
a lot.
Literally I'm like, do you have an ocular lenses that make your retinas look bigger, or you're like this part, the
bipolar
iris,
I think, or something. Or,
and she's like in her eyes. I'm like, you are the devil.
I know. It's a lot, but again, people who make choices that we can make fun of.
Yeah.
It's
also, really, I like that I did see an interview where they talked about soft swinging and I'm like, well, God, if you are swinging, I hope it's not soft.
Do you know what that
is? But it's, what does that mean?
Here's what they do.
Does that mean they hook up with
each
other?
They just blow people. I'm like, there's nothing.
Well, you can just take your party and shove it right up.
Thank
I'm not
you.
Doing that.
Who I what?
I don't do that now. I'm not. You think I'm going to go to a party and that's going to be the dish of
that's
choice?
Gonna be, no. What's in it for me?
I would rather have a back rub.
What is in it for me?
I am not. You're just giving out blowjobs. What do those guys do that they get that?
I don't understand it. That's soft swinging. I don't understand it. That's it.
I thought it meant maybe you didn't go full penetration. But if you're just giving out blowjobs, you're a fool. I don't care what kind of fucking house you live in Utah. You're doing it wrong.
Ain't worth it.
You barely
man.
Have to dish
go,
that out on an anniversary. And now you're giving them out. Oh my
God. There's not enough tequila in the world for me to be like,
no.
Hey, you, would you like an appetizer or a BJ? It's not going to happen.
Order up.
Literally on my anniversary, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
No, those girls need to get JOBs, and I'm not talking blows. I'm talking actual JOBs.
You know what they need is a mirror. Look in that. You probably don't need to ever give another
blowjob. You don't
blow
need to
job,
give
man.
A blowjob.
You're just absolutely
look at
beautiful.
Me, and you're thinking, maybe you should, and I won't. So that's where I'm at. We're denim.
I know. So anyways, you and your girls, you could choreograph a dance routine to do
God,
together.
They're so fucking dumb.
They're idiots. I watched. Okay. I haven't finished the show because here's why. I think of my worst self at like age 23.
Our best self.
They are that with
children.
Money and children.
I know, that's the thing.
Thank God I'm not.
I wouldn't care about any of this. In fact, I'd probably like enjoy just hearing the stories about their soft swinging and all the fun they're doing if there wasn't like kids involved. But the fact that you're like, you've got kids, now I just think you're disgusting.
I
like,
know.
Look, man. We'd all like to let the good times roll, but you sign up for letting the good times go when you have children. That's just part of it.
Talk about selective morality. It's really interesting.
Like, what are you? You're fine to like have a stranger, like give a stranger a blowy, but you're weird about having something that might give you a little bit more energy in the day. You're not
going
to have
all
coffee.
The caffeine.
Yeah, man. I need the caffeine just for the expectation.
I would just be downing Red Bull vodkas. something Valium. I don't know. It wouldn't.
Man,
same.
That is better left for someone else. The chimp lady and those broads need to all hang out, and then there will be a show.
Yeah. Follow my mom so hard and our disappointed husbands.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Jen, you want to go have a cigarette and talk about our short film that we wrote? Let's go to the.
Honestly, I'd rather be in the back talking about film school.
Me
to some
too.
Pizza making.
God,
than.
I'm so much more. Like, it's not even a contest. Like, I don't want any of that. I don't want the big house. I don't want the blowjobs. I don't want the
call
hair.
Call me selfish. Call me unattractive. But what is in it for me? That's all I want to know. All I want to know. Okay, this one I think is really funny.
Funny.
Sorry. Funny. Cybertruck.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
Oh my. How funny is that to it's like hilarious. Take boxes and be, and you go into like, if you're young, you're going out to the bars.
You're going, trying to get in.
You're
that guy. That guy should get some ass.
My God, totally.
That guy's hilarious.
Spray paint it, like God. Duct tape it together. Like that's a funny guy.
That's a fun costume.
Yeah.
I do, I mean, I think I've said this before. One of the best costumes that I've ever done was a group costume with Double Dare, where we wore like red versus blue and we had the like that's solo cup on the head.
Really fun.
And I have to tell you, everywhere we went, people wanted to do physical challenges and we would have a ping pong and it was smart. Like beer pong on smart. Our head. And it was the most fun I've ever had. By the way, so super comfortable outfit. So I was able just to have a good time. I wasn't being kept together by a corset or trying to be a sexy cat. I was a good time with a beer on my head. That is the most attractive costume.
I'll tell you, the best group costume that I ever saw, guy that I was dating and two of his friends, really one of the friends was like super tall dude.
Yeah.
So they were the bowlers from Kingpin.
And so they, good.
They would walk into the bar with their bowling balls like up in the air. They won like two contests.
Oh my God. It was so good. So
fun. Now, I don't know. I'm just going to wear a costume to follow the kids around. I would love to have a party.
Yeah, we have
a big week.
Yeah, we have a big Halloween in our neighborhood that I just want to protect our property also because like it is massive.
Yeah.
But I love it. And yeah. You do get to see, I want to see all these costumes. Well, we should do a checklist and see if we get all the costumes coming by. And wouldn't that be hilarious?
Send us your costumes, moms, and also send us pictures of your kids' costumes, especially those babies.
Yeah, we
want to
see the babies mids. I like the little, like, I love when kids get creative with costumes like third and fourth grade and like that. Then junior high comes around. It's like a blood and guts. But
I think Delilah wants to be Red from Descendants.
Oh, that's cute. You know there's going to be a million Taylor Swifts, too.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, you think there's going to be a million Travis Kelce's?
Oh, my God, that is such a good duo costume.
If my husband had a brain in his head, he'd buy a Gucci bucket hat.
You know what
and just
he should
get
do?
A mustache.
He should go with Jason Kelce.
No, because I'll just want to bang him all night, and I got to hand out candy.
You'll be like, maybe
I do like blowjobs. Don't give him any ideas, man. Don't give him any ideas. God. Can I have my glasses back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Chris and I, we got to come
You're
up
like
with
Clark
our-
Kent. You take off your glasses and it's like, please, please, please. Sabrina Carpenter, thank you.
Oh, man.
Here. Okay, I love this. This is from Sarah. Do I say her last name?
Sarah, give the initial.
Sarah C. She wrote, hello, I just listened to I Aesthetic So Hard episode and the topic of giving yourself grace, going to all the kids' events topic resonated so hard. I just heard a speaker say something this week that I really appreciated. When you think of how you're showing up to all the events, don't think of it as an individual basis. Look at it in totality. In the end, were you there for most of them? That's what we should be looking at. Keep doing what you do. I love you, ladies, and can't get enough of you.
Aww.
Do I need to reread that? Was I like clunky?
No.
I need stronger readers. I hate everybody. Sarah, that's so sweet. And I think like that's a good way of putting it. Like, were you there for most of them? Is their memory going to be that you were there for most of them? And I would just like to say, my kids are going to always bring up the time I left them in the school office on accident. I didn't know it was early release.
I mean,
release.
We got a lot of messages about that episode and a lot of moms saying like, oh, it gets worse. Like as they get older, there's even like more parts of their life where they're
I can only imagine
all the stuff.
Also,
the
they get
dorm
in,
room and all that. Like
you get into the designer of it all. Like that pressure, it can just be too much. But I like the idea of saying, hey, be there for most of them. I love that. I think that all moms should be thinking about that. Like at the end of, like when they graduate high school, are they looking back going, yeah, she was there. My mom didn't go to all of them. She had two other kids and she was a teacher and she sponsored everything. So like, but my memories of my mom and dad being there is that my mom and my dad were there for most of them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? That's what really counts is that they show up for most of them.
My memory's different than that.
Well,
I remember a couple things that they went to, and I remember being surprised by and that.
So they were having a rough go.
They were
trying to give them uninvested, the benefit.
But you know, hey, 80s parents,
yeah,
a lot more leeway for those.
Yeah, they were like, go grab your dad a beer, come back in, go to the store, buy some cigarettes for them, and then don't come in the house till 7.
Yeah.
I never did buy my parents. My mom didn't smoke. My dad smoked. I never bought my dad cigarettes. But I had friends that had a note. And we could go to the grocery store and they could buy their parents
cigarettes.
That's so
small towny. I love it so much.
Oh, my God. It's like, hey, this is, you know, Mrs. Smith. I'm just down the street. I've sent Robbie in to get some Winston lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Britt was saying, too, that in his small town that he lived in outside of New York, city. It was a small town that he lived in. You could call in and order to the liquor store and then send your kid to go pick it up.
Yep.
That's crazy.
My mom, she is a rule follower, that one. And that's why I'm the way I am. But when, you know, I get it. She was like a mom now that I know. I was the oldest and then I had my brother and sister and my dad worked long hours and my mom was a school teacher. And so my mom let me drive. I had been driving since I was like 10 years old. I was a farm kid. And then I like learned to drive really young, but I was so small. And when I was like 14, my mom was like, okay, I'll just let you this one time go to the grocery store and pick up. I need this for dinner. And I would drive our giant ass diesel
hilarious
to the grocery store. And no one ever, like she was fine with that.
That's so
even
fun.
Though if I got busted, I mean, I think they would just call her and be like, hey, it's chief of police.
Did you know that Kristen did this? Nope.
Yeah. Then they'd come and get me. And
there
county.
Was a kid on the news who was 8. And I want you to think about 8-year-old.
I saw it. It was terrifying.
Took her mom's minivan and drove to Target.
And you know what? That little one needs to get in big ass trouble because they had video of her and she looked like she'd had 14 cocktails
driving
she
all
was
over the road.
All over the road.
But why did that cop wait so long to pull her over?
I don't think he knew how to pull her over because they were afraid that she'd crash.
Oh.
They must have like driven up and been like, this is either the smallest person.
Jen.
Jen, are you delivering a pizza right now? Jen, did we podcast?
I think so.